The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Music in the Kitchen. Last July, the Sound Kitchen's sound engineer, Erwan Rome, a very gifted conga drum player, treated us to a brief history of music from Cuba, and today he'll go in depth on the Cuban son style. Son cubano originated in the highlands of eastern Cuba during the late 19th century and blends elements of Spanish and African origin. You'll recognize the Spanish influence from the vocal style and the dominance of the tres, a three-stringed guitar, which is the child of the Spanish guitar. On the other hand, son's characteristic clave rhythm, claves are short wooden sticks, its call-and-response structure, and the percussion section of bongos, those small, open, bottomed-hand drums, usually played in pairs, as well as the wooden rattles known as maracas. All of those instruments are rooted in the traditions of the Bantu people from Central Africa who were brought to Cuba as slaves. Although today's son is less popular amongst young Cubans than the more fast-paced dance styles of timba, salsa, and reggaeton, son is considered to be the foundation of Latin music, especially the salsa. As you listen to Erwan's choices, you'll hear the origins of all Cuban and indeed Latin music. As noted, son was born in the highlands of eastern Cuba, and Erwan chose for us three regional styles, Nengon, Kiriba, and Changui. Nengon being the papa of them all, so let's start with that. This is called, appropriately, Nengon, and it's performed by Cambron Jr. Isu Changui. Nengon, written by Cambron Jr. and performed by Cambron Jr., Isu Changui. The next piece Erwan chose for us is the Kiriba style of son. Can you hear the difference?
Comprende así,
Kiriba, Kiriba,
me da lástima.
traditional tune Kiriba, performed by Baracoa Guerito. What happens when the Kiriba and the Nengong styles marry and move to the Guantanamo province? They give birth to the Changui style, and here is a fine example.
Caujericera, donde no hay perro artelano, yey, yey, changuicero.
Tócame un changui, changuicero.
Toca mi changui, que te espero.
Tócame un changui, changuicero.
Ven y ven y ven, changuicero, ven.
Tócame un changui, changuicero.
Vamos pa'l monte, Hilber. Vamos pa' allá.
That was Changui, Changuicero, written by Jose Rodriguez and performed by Grupo Changui de Guantanamo, led by tres player Chito Latamble. Latamble was one of the most influential tres players of his day and a key exponent and promoter of the Changui in Cuba. He died in 1993.
Susan Owensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
Now Erwan is taking us to the southern province of Isla de la Juventud. This is how son sounds there. heard Suku Suku Para Ti by Mongo Rivas, performed by La Tumbita Criolla de Mongo Rivas. Now in our Erewhon guided voyage of Cuban son, we're up to the 1920s, when son became more well-known and more sophisticated, largely due to the Trio Matamoros. The Trio Matamoros toured Latin America and Europe, played in New York, and made many recordings. And what you'll hear next probably sounds more familiar to you, what you hear in your head when you think Cuban music. This is Son de la Loma, Son from the Hill, by Miguel Matamoros, performed by the Trio Matamoros.
Quiero saber de dónde son los cantantes, que lo encuentro muy galante y lo quiero conocer con su trova fascinante que me la quiero aprender. Quiero saber de dónde son los cantantes, que lo encuentro muy galante y los quiero conocer con su trova fascinante que me la quiero aprender. Serán de La Habana, serán de Santiago, tierra soberana, son de la Loma y cantan en llano. Ya verás, tú verás, mamá, yo son de la Loma, mamá, yo cantan en llano, mamá, son de la Loma. Mira, mamá, yo cantan en llano, mamá, yo son de la Loma.
Loma by Miguel Matamoros, performed by the Trio Matamoros, the group which brought Cuban son into the international spotlight.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Bye. palo, manito.
Tumba palo,
tumba lo palo.
Tumba palo,
con licencia viyumba.
Tumba palo,
ayero.
Tumba palo.
Added to the traditional son band in the late 1940s, Arsenio Rodriguez, El Ciego Maravilloso, the marvelous blind man, created the template for Cuban popular dance music and salsa that continues to this day. As Kevin Moore, the editor of the world's largest Cuban music website, wrote, it took 50 years for Latin music to catch up with what Arsenio was doing in the 1940s. You just heard Rodriguez's Tumba Palo Cucuye, Afro-Cuban words which refer to religion, dance, and magic, played by that marvelous blind man and his ensemble. Maravilloso, ¿verdad? Here's some more truly marvelous son, this time by the Seteto Nacional de Ignacio Piñero.
Salí de casa una noche aventurera, buscando ambiente de placer y de alegría. Ay, mi Dios, cuánto gocé. Pero un sopor la noche pasé, paseaba alegre en nuestro lar el luminoso. Y llegué al bacaná. La botella que te pregonaba así. En Catalina me encontré lo no pensado. La botella que te pregonaba así.
Propongo lo que dice mi segundo.
Chale Salsita, Put a Little Sauce on It, by Ignacio Piñero, performed by the Seteto Nacional de Ignacio Piñero. Now let's double the sound from the Seteto, the 7-instrument group you just heard, to a 14-instrument group. This is Adalberto Alvarez's Son para un Sonero, played by Conjunto Son 14, or 14, in a recording from 1981.
Yo soy sonero y no lo niego. Le canto al trabajo y al amor. Le canto al trabajador que hace posible mi canto, que hoy es libre sin quebrantos, lleno de dicha y amor. Yo soy sonero y no lo niego. Le canto al trabajo y al amor. Le canto al trabajador que hace posible mi canto, que hoy es libre sin quebrantos, lleno de dicha y amor. Sonero soy y a la vez no lo niego. De la tierra de Cuní me liberé, donde el Señor con su tres al mundo entero demostró que nuestro son cubano es.
Son que es de la patria mía,
son del guajiro cubano.
La tierra que adoro tanto.
Para un Sonero by Adalberto Alvarez, played by the Conjunto Son 14, a group founded by Alvarez and Eduardo Morales, El Tiburón, in the 1970s. Adalberto Alvarez left the Conjunto Son 14 group in the 1980s and put together a new group, Adalberto Alvarez y Su Son, which he led until his death from COVID-19 just last month. This is a 2011 recording of his Lo Que Me Pasó en la Guagua, or What Happened to Me in the Bus, with his new group.
Oyalo, y viene la guagua.
Oye, qué clase negra viene manejando.
Dame un chance de la linda.
That was Lo que me pasó en la guagua, or What Happened to Me in the Bus, by the great Adalberto Alvarez, fondly known as El Caballero del Son, the Gentleman of Son, performed by Alvarez and his Son Orchestra. The gentleman passed away just last month. Rest in peace, Maestro Alvarez.
I am Erwan Rom, and you're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Was El Rápido de Guira de Melena, Cuba's foremost contemporary trace player, Pancho Amat, playing El Swing del Son with his Cabildo del Son. And that swings us right into the end of this wonderful journey Erwin Rome has taken us on, a look at the history of one of Cuba's most well-known musical styles, El Son. Viva Cuba, viva Erwan. Thanks so much, Erwan. Thanks for listening to The Sound Kitchen, and be sure and tune in next week for another Music in the Kitchen program featuring selections from the Women in Jazz South Florida Collective. The Sound Kitchen podcast is available every Saturday on our website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Hasta luego!